Shalom and very good morning, Boker Tov. It's so good to have all of you, and I'll find out when I go out to the mountain at noon for our noon prayer online. I'll find out if we had all the states, but I really think we did. It's so marvelous, and I'm just so thankful that we're having New Hampshire regularly. It really means a lot representatively. You know, during the millennium, the Lord says that they have to send representatives up from all the countries of the world to get rain. They're going to have to go up on the Feast of Tabernacles. And so you know that every person in the whole wide world is not going to go up there. It's representative. And so it does mean something when we care enough about Israel and care enough about God's kingdom and the things that are happening in these days to meet and pray together. This is a prayer call for Israel, and I want to start out by saying, surprisingly, there's nothing in the news today that I saw about the trial for Prime Minister Netanyahu. But the Bible says, first of all, to pray for those that are in leadership. So right now, let us lift up Prime Minister Netanyahu and the government of Israel. It's just taking its baby steps, this combined union government. And so here we go. Holy One of Israel, my, oh, Father, how you do notice and care and work with nations and this nation, the one that is to show God, the one through whom you are revealing that the Word of God is true. And that when you said you would bring them home, you brought them home. And Holy Father, in the name above all names, we know that man's governments are nothing compared to you. But we do have them here in this time. And Father, it is important to you because you told us. You told us to lift up those in authority. Oh, Father, I often think that I'm so glad that I don't have the responsibilities they do, but I do have the responsibilities to pray for them, as we all do right here, and it means something. You said in your word that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if you hear us, we have the petitions we ask of you. And so, Father, you also said for us to pray and keep no silence until you have made Jerusalem a praise in the earth. You have told us to pray for the unity of Jerusalem, the shalom of Israel. And so we lift it up right now, and we use these blessed tongues that came to us so many years ago on these very, very dates. We use them now to lift up Israel's governing people. Ifrotash, for those that have to make the decisions. Ilibrambandia, concerning the virus, concerning Iran. Ilobrete, librabashkotomye. Sibronte, shetalabarakatanche. You have called to us, Israel, the apple of your eye. We lift up the apple of your eye. And Shemorotohovrande lekabaratashka, those who have to make military decisions, those who have Rondelamakandia delivered to them every morning, the state of things concerning Israel's enemies. And the ninth, and we lift up the ninth, Lord, we lift up the ninth. Holy is the ninth. And more, we pray for more. Oh, God, more, more, more. We know that angels, Holy Father, are so at work in that land, so at work there. Maruta shondeli marakatishko dombrateli vambre, ida mandona, may the servants of the Lord in the form of the angelic army prosper. Kishondeli marabahalabanda, in the north, particularly in the north, Lord. Freedom, freedom. We thank you for freedom. Oh, how we praise you for freedom. My Father, we praise you for freedom. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Just a few news items. Hezbollah as you know, which is Iran's army operating and very organized in Lebanon. Hezbollah's leader, Nasrallah, warns of a great war on all fronts with Israel. He said that any strike on Lebanon would not pass without a response, adding that the terror group has military capabilities that did not exist before 2006. This blustering, though, was also accompanied by a quote that says, oh, he said it would be the end of Israel if they ever strike Lebanon again. And he said, however, that there are no indications that Israel intends to launch a war against Lebanon. So, bluster, but I'm sure things are behind it. Iran is behind it. And we always pray, Ili brato fra andili makahashandolo vrapa kalakalandandie, iso propalati toro comprata. Israel, ever alert, ever alert. But oh, we know who's ever alert. It says that God, who is the guard of Israel, never sleeps nor slumbers. We thank you for that, Lord. We know of your protection. We know, Lord. There is a report this morning that Russian pilots intercepted U.S. Navy aircraft for the third time in 2 months. All three incidents in the past 2 months have taken place in international airspace over the Eastern Mediterranean. The U.S. Navy, the U.S. said it was in, that they did this in an unsafe and unprofessional manner on Tuesday. The two fighter planes, Russian Su-35, intercepted a U.S. Navy P-84 maritime patrol reconnaissance aircraft of the Sixth Fleet for a period of little over an hour. The two Russian aircraft simultaneously took close station on each wing of the American plane, restricting its ability to safely maneuver. The unnecessary actions of the Russian Su-35 pilots were inconsistent with good airmanship and international flight rules and jeopardized the safety of flight of both aircraft, and it was called irresponsible. So many things, little brushes, and I'm sure this wasn't a little brush to the pilots of the U.S. aircraft, but little powder kegs, and little indications of where the Russians and the communists with China and with Russia, where they really stand. Here on the home front, Ilhan Omar, our congresswoman, gave this statement yesterday. There's an alarming connection to the really destructive policies Israel is proposing and how much of it is being rubber-stamped by this administration. In an interview with the London-based Sunday Times, ahead of the publication of a book she has coming out, "This is what America looks like. My journey from refugee to congresswoman was likely to fuel tensions between Omar, a Minnesota Democrat, and supporters of Israel." We do lift up Minneapolis and Minnesota. I saw the item about the police brutality to a Mr. George, I believe. One of my friends were praying with his family and some of his friends, I guess, last night. It was good to see that the Minneapolis had fired all three of the policemen involved. But that state, that great state of Minnesota, I wish I had the word God gave me about it. I don't have it right here before me unless I just happen to pick up this one book and it would be in there. Oh, I'll have it for you. I'll have it for you on another prayer call for sure, for sure. But God gave me a word about how important Minnesota is and Minneapolis is to the end time work of the Lord. Oh, I found it. I found it. I found it. It came to me Sunday, April 28th, 2019, as Pastor Mac Hammond was sharing about he had received so much criticism about how they'd prayed for that little boy that fell in the mall. And I was watching it as he preached. And here's what the word of the Lord spoke to me. Minneapolis is a major battlefield and arena of great proportion for the soul of this nation. That's why I have stationed my strongest soldiers there. most pointedly in the realm of prayer. This has been my mode of operation through many years. The end of this age will reveal my victory through the saints in the light. For darkness, which seemingly operates unchecked, shall not and is not overcoming the light. All the nations shall see and benefit from what I am doing in Minneapolis. Oh, my goodness, that was just the Lord that helped me pick up the right notebook that I had in that. So let us lift up Ifrando, Hoshandani, Makabarate. Father, we lift up your work there. Indala Mahalabranda, we know there are great lovers of Israel there. Sister and Mac Hammond, oh, La Makalabara Sotani Makabra, Deb Campbell, all those. Ifrando Shomanini Kahalabarati de Brondish Kotobrati de Vrambanda. Father, I know, I am cognizant of how you sit the Brother Halverson there and how George Washington Carver and the great prophecies that he made about that place. I do know that you have done that. I do know that the prayers are there now. And we do on this prayer call, we do unite with those Minneapolis prayers. We know that those Minnesota prayers, we know that their prayers are ascending to the throne right now, and we join them. Reveal that which the enemy would conceal. Cause to fall, those imps, those amitono mongamba, demonica hierarchies, ilibaranda, cause them to fall and lose, ishandole bebele tonyeni mekambra. Even elections, Lord, Sibra, more. We ask for more. Hawa Maratino no Kovala Tita de Cabrande de Manchonda. We do know the good work of the Lord is going on there. And now here we are from all across the United States and even around the world, and we're looking at our sister state right now. And we Ili Maranda, let's just put our hands Mikolombandia Matanya for me. It's gonna be north. Let's just put a hand there and P from Makolomalandi. Ask God to make our prayers go ambalapanya up to him through that place, and the power and the anointing free namakahala baraposhkiri mandoshkiri, that it would change ilimanda, even politically, that it would change in this year, Father, in this year's elections, ibaratoshina makambra kalabandolo bahalapeti nevrandoshke. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ephraim. Ala barakatanya, ala misato avro de bonje de baratash katanya. And as someone said, Chag Sameach, bless the Lord. We have just finished, and it was just so good. A 3BI school, another one that I put together. It's going to be online, and we welcome you students who are online. We're just having such a wonderful time doing this Billy Graham Bible Institute. And we did the book of Exodus, and particularly, and we looked at the calendar. And so at that calendar, right now we are on one of the God dates of the calendar. It's a redemptive calendar. It's not a Jewish calendar. Thank God they have kept it. But it is a God calendar. That book of Exodus is a type of redemption. A type of redemption from the world, Exodus, and into the promised land. And it is a type of Eila Mahalabarata, our redemption. Just to think of how we were set free. That book of Colossians is so marvelous, which it says that he has redeemed us and translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the light. And the book of Exodus is such a type of that, a type of our redemption by the blood of the Lamb. They were redeemed by the blood, by God, through the type and the shadow of that blood put upon the lintels and put upon the upon the doors. Ina makaha baratanda ishandolo brete de vrapashka. Now, when they were coming out, the Lord said, "You come out of Egypt and you come unto me. You come unto this mountain." And when they got to that mountain, he gave them something so precious. so precious that men had never had. It changed everything. And I'm so thankful for it to this day. He gave them the written word of God. He gave them the Torah. He gave them the Ten Commandments. He gave them his thoughts so that they could read them. He gave them the law, the Torah was for them. Even the part that gives the strictness, it was to keep them safe so that they could be a holy nation, kept apart from other nations, and so that one day God could bring all his promises to pass through them and bring the Redeemer himself. Now, they got out to that mountain, and on, I don't know how many years ago exactly, we cannot say, 3,500 years ago or so, they received the word. It was one of those feasts, those three feasts of the legs, that they had to come up to every year, the date on the calendar, 50 days after the Exodus and the Passover. 50 days later, they received the word. Then, after that, oh, what was it, 500 years and more later? No, 1,500 years and more later. On that same day, he told them, now you come up to Jerusalem, you come up where I am, and before me on that day, Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, we call it Pentecost. And so they were there, Acts chapter 2 tells us, they were there from all over the known world. And on that same day, because Jesus had told them, don't depart Jerusalem until you receive the promise of the Spirit. And so on that same day, it just blesses me that on the very same day they received the written word, he poured out his Spirit in that upper room and into this world. It came like a fire in their bones. That room couldn't hold them anymore. They went down to the steps leading into the temple, the southern steps. And they were transformed. And their people from all over the known world heard them speaking in other tongues and glorifying God. When God poured out that Spirit, he had in his mind every outpouring of the Holy Spirit there would ever be. The outpourings that we know as the Great Awakening. The outpourings we know as the Azusa Street outpouring. The outpourings around the world. The first Great Awakening, the second Great Awakening. I've been reading a lot about the second Great Awakening in Finney and how much part prayer played in all of them. It didn't happen. None of the awakenings happened. None of the outpourings happened without prayer. And right now I sense, I believe, I even almost know that we're on the edge, we're even over into it, of a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And I know that you people on this line are some of the ones on this call that will offer up prayers and pleadings and faith and groanings and travail. I'm just reading about the travail that Father Nash and a brother Clary, they would go ahead of Finney into a town where he was going to have meetings. They wouldn't go to the meetings themselves. They'd get together somewhere in a small room, sometimes in a dark basement, the only thing they could find in town, and they would travail. They would travail before God. They didn't go down to the meetings and interrupt his preaching with travail, but they didn't go to the meetings. They went to the side somewhere. And they prayed and they travailed.
sometimes with travail, the best place to do it is in off somewhere, quiet somewhere. Sometimes it's all right in a church service, but it certainly should be in dedicated prayer services. But just to let that Holy Spirit move upon us now. For as he brings in another great outpouring, he will move in a spirit of prayer upon all prayers. And I know that's happened. I know Prayer Mountain, it's happened there. I know it's happened with you. We wouldn't be on this call if he weren't pouring out a spirit of prayer. And so let's yield to it now. Oh, Father, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, you seem Bratashanda in answer to our Lord's prayer. When he asked you to send forth the Spirit, you sent that. And now, Father, we are his body. He is our head. You gave us this language to cry out to you in. And, Father, we do now. We ask you for an awakening. We ask you for the glory of God all over this globe. Oh, Father, you said, oh, and we know it so. We know it so. One day the glory of the Lord will cover this earth as waters cover the sea, and the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as waters cover the sea. We're on our way to that. Many things must be judged in between. But oh, now, Father, Ibratoshanda, as I read about these outpourings, men in the street were affected. Whole towns, when people just drove into them, just came into them. They were knocked to their knees, knocked to the ground, knocked from their high and ilabrasota prideful seats into a humility before God. Oh, palamara tish kotonye. And I pray for us as prayers. I pray for me. I pray that the work that needs to be done in us, we'll yield to. And you'll do it. And you'll show us what we need to do. Show me what I need to do to help the prayer. Show me what I need to do in my own very own life. Oh, Father, life is such a gift. And to be able, with the gift of life, to communicate with you. Oh, Father. And to be able to stand like our Master and say, pour out your Spirit, Lord. Cause them to be one as we are one. That the world may know. That the world may see your glory. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, is Erev Shavuot, the evening before the day. It said when Pentecost, when the day was fully come, 9 o'clock in the morning, so that would be Friday. The evening and the morning is the day. Oh, Father, we come upon this holy day, this day circled on your calendar, this day long prophesied and then fulfilled. Oh, how marvelous, Lord. Your ways are wondrous. Your ways are glorious. Eastern, we lift up the Eastern, Father, we lift up the Eastern in Jesus' name, we lift up the East. Pioneers, pioneers, Lord, we lift up the pioneers. We love you and thank you for this day. help us on this line right here. There's a lot of us here, Lord, to live this day according to your will and to please you and to work with you in fellowship. Oh, la maraca halabra, what a blessed thing that according to 1 John, we should have fellowship and work with you. Oh, calabrati, vrandosh, kidiant. Throughout the day, Lord, give us utterance. Ishandoluma, calabrate, tedikahamba. And I pray particularly for those in this line, on this line, who are especially given to intercessory prayer and called to it. Oh, may their prayers today be so effective. And their humble hearts. You know, this call is officially right now it's 8:30, but I'm going to stay on the line and do my authority prayer right now if you want to stay on with me. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto me, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts, our understanding, be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis to usward who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in him when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head to a body over all things, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but God, you who are rich in mercy, and for your great love, wherewith you loved us, when you quickened the head, you quickened the body together with him. When you raised the head, you raised the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with him. And now we are seated at your own right hand. And as this body gathered together, this portion of the body on this phone call, we ask you, and we do take our dominion, and we do use the blood of the covenant, and we say to you demon spirits that have had hold over the city of Minneapolis, in the name above all names, Yahweh Yeshua, we call you down. We have already lifted up Minneapolis to the Father of lights. But right now, this is a different thing. We are joining our forces with those in Minneapolis who are using their authority today in all of Minnesota. We do join forces and tell you, cease and desist in your maneuvers. We call your plots and plans dead, fruitless, barren and paralyzed in the name above all names. We do hereby declare that the word I read earlier and God's plan for Minneapolis will begin to show now. And you will not be able, in the name above all names, you will not be able to gainsay it. In Jesus' name. In the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, we do hereby declare you dethroned. And as we sit in our seats wherever we are, me right here in Missouri, right here in Kirbyville, Branson area, I do say to you, cease and desist in your maneuvers. You will not operate in the heavenlies today. There will be no coronavirus around here. You will not bring any terrorist activity. You will not bring any upstart activity in Jesus' name to the greater Branson area, to the greater Tulsa area, the greater Bartlesville area, the greater Migdal Arbel area. In the name above all names, Jehovah Yeshua, the name that was bestowed upon him, the name he inherited, the blood he shed is against you. I hereby command and demand that you will not be operative in the life of Billy Brim today, spirit, soul, and body, nor her four children, nor their mates, nor her 10 grandchildren, their mates, her 8 great-grandchildren. In the name above all names, cease and desist in your maneuvers. I plead the blood of Jesus over their very heads. You'll not be able to speak to them. You will not be able to come against any of the good works God has ordained they should walk in. And I should walk in. The ministries God's called us to fulfill. In the name above all names, the derricks, the paths that we should be on. You will not be able to you will not be able to cause any of them to get off the path. And if they are off now, you cease and desist in your maneuvers. You get your hands off the provisions God has given us. You will not be able to stop any of it. In the name above all name, you'll have nothing to do with our prayer call, our prayer online prayer at noon, and our going out there. In the name above all names, Kivrande Hishande, I do say unto you, cease and desist in your maneuvers. We've had enough rain here. In the name above all names, you take your rain, your it's God's holy rain, but you take your influence over the weather from around here. You cease and desist. In Jesus' name, we call the rain to go up and to go to a place that needs rain. Lord God, we're just so thankful. We're just so thankful for the authority that you've given us. We know that that Luke promise that nothing shall by any means hurt us is still ours. The one you gave to the 70 that you sent out and is recorded in Luke. Hallelujah. We'll take up serpents, demons, cast them out in your name. Demons, out of our way. The blood of Jesus is against you, out of our paths today, out of my path. You will not cross my path in Jesus' name. Well, thank you for all that stayed with us. There are different kinds of prayers, you know. And that's the prayer of authority. We never let that one go. We never let it go. And we also never let go intercession and praying for others. And oh, I tell you, this matter of prayer, it's an attitude. And I pray God to help me keep it just going all the day, today, this very day. And thank you for coming on, and thank you for staying with us. You're very dear. Shalom, shalom.